to lift you up. Shake and Sip. Shake up your day. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. State House reaffirms open door policy as Solwezi youths walk 600 kilometers to promote peace. Auditor General flags major governance and financial risks in parastatals. Zelensky moves towards demilitarized zones in latest peace plan for Ukraine.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. State House has reaffirmed its commitment to an enhanced open-door policy that encourages engagement with organizations, the church, and citizens in fostering national peace, unity, and economic development. State House Special Assistant to the President for Politics, Levi Ngoma, said the approach aligns with President Hage Ndegeyelima's agenda of advancing the country through shared ideas and inclusive dialogue with various stakeholders. Mr. Ngoma was speaking this afternoon when he welcomed a group of youths from Solwezi District in Northwestern Province who walked approximately 600 kilometers to Lusaka to champion peace and unity and seek an audience with the head of state. He described the youth's long walk as inspiring, saying it demonstrated strong passion and commitment to promoting peace and national cohesion. Mr. Ngoma also urged the young people to remain consistent advocates of peace and unity while speaking out against illegal mining, which he says has become rampant in parts of Northwestern Province.
They love for country using strength, physical strength. So congratulations. Your message has been well received. I can assure you that, like I said, we have got an open door policy here, and excited that you said we are going to walk from Solwezi into Lusaka, specifically State House. And here you are here at State House. You go back, the evidence is there to show that you walked into State House, not just at the gate of State House, but we've been able to accommodate you. That's what President Hage Ndegeyelima stands for. So, well done. Your message will be delivered to President HH.
Meanwhile, speaking on behalf of the youth, John Kimba says young people recognize the efforts the government is making to improve citizens' living standards. He, however, expressed concern that some opposition political players are using the country's challenges for campaign purposes instead of offering constructive checks and balances.
Your administration found a lot of debt in the fuel sector, which is currently being serviced by your government. On these challenges, when you ask those who oppose your leadership how best we can address these challenges, they have no solution. And I've personally engaged a lot of political leaders. They don't give a solution. They only say, I do. What can be done? They don't know anything. We realize that these are people who are just power hungry, and they have got no solution to offer to the people of Zambia. With this achievement in mind, permit me to put in few requests from the people and the youth of Northwestern Province, which will further enhance more development in the province.
And Minister of Youth, Sport and Art Permanent Secretary Kangwa Chelashen encouraged the youth to continue preaching peace and unity even after returning to Solwezi, noting that young people have a critical role to play in safeguarding national stability. Senior Chief Puta of Chiengi District in Luapula Province has criticized opponents of the government's Free Education and Constituency Development Fund CDF policies, saying many of them can afford expensive private schooling and fail to understand the realities of ordinary Zambians. speaking during a courtesy call on government spokesperson, on government chief spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwam. Chief Porter highlighted that free education has significantly reduced child marriages in his chiefdom, where girls were previously forced into early marriages due to lack of school fees. He notes that before the introduction of free education, parents often withdrew children from school because of financial constraints, leaving young girls particularly vulnerable. The chief commended the government for implementing what he described as life-changing programs for rural communities.
Because we need this office. These people are important. So we respect the decision of the parliament, because we, the people of Zambia, were the one who voted for them, our member of parliament. Their job there is to make roads and lead, which can bring this country, which can bring development into this country. That's their job. So it's one person at a time, one constituency, direct one member of parliament.
Meanwhile, government chief spokesperson Cornelius Mweto has dismissed claims that Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 76 to extend President Hagainde's Zuma term.
We also mind, Your Highness, that the passage of Bill No. 7 is not the end in itself. It is the beginning. That now, as government, we have an ominous obligation to now go out to the citizens to make them understand that in Bill 7, there is nothing like a provision to do with amending the running mate clause. There is nothing in Bill number 7 to do with amending the clause to do with the 5-year term of the president. In Bill number 7, there is nothing to do with President HH entrenching himself as the president, vice president, Wamu Yayaya.
The Acting Auditor General, Ron Mwamba, has released the report of the audit of the Auditor General on the accounts of parastatal bodies and other statutory institutions for the financial year ended 31st December 2024, revealing unresolved material audit findings as of 31st October 2025. Dr. Mwamba said the report exposes widespread systematic weaknesses in governance, financial management and accountability across several public institutions and state-owned enterprise. Among the most alarming cases is Public Service Pensions Fund, where actuarial assessment revealed funding gaps of over 50 billion kwacha in 2020 and more than 43 billion kwacha in 2023. Pension assets currently cover only 9% of future obligations. The Auditor General has warned that the government delays in remitting contributions amounting to over 96 million kwacha for December 2024, together with nearly 15 million kwacha in outstanding rental income, poses serious long-term risk to the sustainability of public sector pensions. The report also highlights financial challenges at the Zambia Railway Limited, which recorded operating losses exceeding 315 million kwacha over 2023 and 2024. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says it will soon begin implementing a real-time monitoring system to help prevent diesel shortages in the country going forward. Speaking during an end-of-year press briefing this morning, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone said the system will enable the regulator to closely track fuel stocks and movements, ensuring that recent supply challenges are addressed comprehensively. He explained that the country has experienced intermittent diesel shortages due to both internal and external logistical constraints, despite imports being facilitated through the open access supply system. Meanwhile, Mr. Stoney revealed that the daily diesel consumption increased from 4.5 million litres to 4.9 million litres during the year under review.
And to reach of various license conditions, while 43 were in respect of licensees defaulting in the payment of their statutory obligation in fees payable to the ERB. The offending entities were fined, reprimanded for non-compliance, while regulatory license requirements and debt collection measures were employed to recover the outstanding statutory fees. In accordance with the Energy Regulation Act No. 12 of 2019 and other enforcement action, including court processes.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Yusuf Dovadia has described 2025 as one of the most challenging years for small and medium enterprise, citing the high cost of doing business driven by fuel price.